staying with the order of the simonim, which of the Shulchan Aruch, which not necessarily follow every single step, but why the thought process, why everything's where it is. It's an ongoing problem I have with the Shulchan Aruch. I don't always understand. It's based on the Torah, but some of the Torahs are more clear why it is. So Kapanim says that the. So you drink the first kais, then you bring the ka'ara. So on the ka'ara, it says you have the three matzahs, you have the morer and the charosis, the karpas and the meimelach, and the two types of shilin. So you're going to have, besides the matzahs, you have six items. You have the morer and the charosis, you have the karpas and the meimelach, and you have the zroya and the beya. And that's our minute to use, zroya and the beya. In regards to the correct order to how to place them, so there are two well-known orders how to put down, and there's a third one. The Rambam says that the main issue which you want to worry about is the issue of Eim Avir Nol HaMitzvahs. So you want to place it in such a way that you're going to have the items you're going to use first closest to you, and the items which you're going to use later will be further away. So the first thing you're going to be using is the karpas and the meimelach, so you want the karpas and meimelach to be the closest to you. And then you put the mora and the charoshes further back. In regards to where to put the zroya and the beya, so Mishabur brings a sheet that says we're not really makbet on that, because since we don't end up using them, there's only in Mavir on the mitzvahs, because they're only zecher ba'alma, and therefore we're not really makbet that they should necessarily be necessarily which one should be first. The Maisa, the Maril, which the Rambam is calling this from the Maril, he does say that you should have that the Morer and the Charoshes should be closer than the Zroya and the Beya, because you're going to be using them first. And theoretically, then in the order of the meal, you would have the Pesach, which is the Chilas Avikarmen, which is the Pesach, would be last. So that's further away, but theoretically you can move that closer in. Shabur sends you to the Arizal. The Arizal says has a different order and how he pictures the Ka'ara. And the Mishabur says, I'm Achrenim, Seder Ka'ara Shal Arizal. He just tells you, look in the Achrenim what that is. He doesn't bring it down himself. Of course, there's a Machlokas itself and what exactly the Rizal's Ka'ara looks like. But Darach HaShulchan, he brings down the Rizal's, Ka'ara, so he has, you have the Zerah and the Beya. The Zroya on the right side and the Bay on the left side. The Zroya represents Chesed, and the Bay represents Gevura. Then the Morer is a little bit lower down between the two of them, and that's Tiferes. And then you have the Charoshes on the right side, the Karpas a little bit on the left side, and the Morer of the Karech, which is the number six. So you're going to have, sometimes they put Morer and they put Chazeres, but the idea really is not Morer and Chazeres. The main thing is the Morer which you're going to use for the Morer. And the more you're going to use for the karech, in between the two of them. So I just want to point out, I mean, you see, the idea behind this is we're going to use these items from the ka'ara for the mitzvahs. So the both pshatim, you know, the idea isn't just this symbolic plate. This is what you're supposed to be eating from. So the karpas, for sure, you can put enough pieces over there on the karpas on the table, the meimelach, on the karet, that's where everybody's going to eat from. The morer probably, and the chazeres, you probably end up with enough that maybe that the balabayas himself is going to eat from. But he should be using that which is on there for that purpose. It's not just to be decorated. The Magen says, therefore, according to his understanding, he says, once that's true, once you're finished with karpas, even if you have a few pieces of the karpas, you take it off the kara. That's done with. There's no reason to leave it on the table. It's like you'll have to clean your table. The kara is your seder plate. It's your seder table. This is where you're taking your food from. It's a serving plate. So you finish with the karpas. There's no inyan of leaving the karpas on the kara anymore.
Is it used to talk to a plate or just to hem them
out? It should be on something. Because the reason for sure, because it's that what it holds is considered connected. It's connected to the spheres, according to it. So you should have the matzahs on there. You should have, according to him, you should.
The standard like seder plates with the little six little things don't usually fit matzah.
Well, theoretically, the idea is to put them. You know, if you want to do it right, you're going to put the matzahs underneath. Because the reason I was saying is that you put it on the matzahs. So, I mean, either you can... I don't know how much you have to mark it on it.
You put five little pieces of celery,
so you have the carpas. You have the May Malach. That's your May Malach. So that's easy. So when we get to more in Chazeres, it's a little more challenging. The Zerayim Bay, you only need one. The challenge is the more in the Chazeres. So theoretically, yeah, you should have if you were large enough, you would put your more in Chazeres there.
It's going to look empty, though.
What do you mean?
Saying, what are you going to eat it? So it's going to be like...
It'll be looked empty afterwards. Right. It's like...
That's the point.
Okay, the Shulchan Aruch then continues in Sefer. He discusses what type of vegetables to use for what you can use for the mitzvah of Morer. So his preference is Chazeres, which Mishabura says is what we call Salatin, which is lettuce. Usually it's translated as romaine lettuce. They say over for Aaron Cutler's Hotel, he used to say even iceberg lettuce would also be composed of the same thing. Then Ulshan, which many people suggest is endives, Tampa, which is Mishabura points out that's what we refer to as grain, and the two more things which we don't know exactly what they are. So those are the two things which are usually used, is rum and lettuce and grain. So Mishabura points out, regards to the grain, you should not eat it when it's sholem. It's a kamada sakana, and it's ain by mitzvah. So you eat it when it's, you know, sholem, maybe it has to be ground. On the other hand, you should let it, you know, shouldn't eat it right after it's ground either. It's not, it's also very strong. It's not necessarily safe. On the other hand, you don't want it to sit for too long because it will lose its potency. So he brings from the Gra. The Gra was that they would actually grind it on Yom Tov right before they'd come back from shul, and it was fresh then right then. But he would and he would cover it till the beginning of the Seder. Then he would let it air out a little bit during the Seder, and then he would eat it. And that would be his, that's how he would do it. So the combination of that. Chorein is something which the nature of that it loses its flavor very quickly. So the regards to the doing the malacha of teichen, it's malacha of teichen, of grinding on Yom Tov. So malacha is something which you could grind before Yom Tov without any loss of flavor at all. You have a chiyuv to grind it before Yom Tov. And if you do not grind it before Yom Tov, you have to do it with a shinui. But something which is mefik tam, like this over here, it loses its flavor, the significant loss of flavor, so then you don't have to do it with any shinui. You can grind it regularly. Even like, you know, he says with the ribeyes and the... what do you call it? It's called a grater. I don't know what the box grater. People seem about, you know. Yeah, graters. Not the machines, you know, by hand.
How small does it have to be for it not to be a sakana?
How small does it have to be in order to be a sakana? That's an interesting question. I have no idea.
Is using a lettuce to have to be strong? I mean, that has to be like...
Now, using lettuce, the Mishabura points out that the lettuce, the nature of the lettuce, it doesn't really have a bitter flavor, but it has like a bitter aftertaste. Which is that's true, and that's sufficient for this halacha. Just want to point out regards to using romaine. So the common issue is if you use the stalks, they're fairly easy to clean from any questions of bugs because they're a lighter color. You can see the bugs in them. You just wash them off under running water and rub them down well, and you don't have to worry about anything. You tend to use the leaves besides, so it's a little more complicated. In regards to how to do with that, so if somebody does plan to do that, you could ask me the details on that. There are different suggestions how to do that. One thing, just in general, when it comes to bugs, that the challenge is the bugs that they cling tenaciously to the vegetables, etc. Soap, the nature of soap, the part of the reason why soap works so well is it breaks that. Its main idea is it breaks down grease, etc., but it also helps. The nature of soap is that it breaks that connection with the bugs have to the vegetables they're holding on to. So soaking it in a soapy solution beforehand makes it much easier to get it off of the bugs. So basically, it's basically soak in a soapy solution, then you wash it off well, and then you check it under a very strong light. I didn't bring your pictures of the bugs. The bugs look the exact same color as the leaf. So, but since the leaf is thin, if you put it up against strong light, you'll still notice one spot is darker because there's the leaf plus the extra the bug. They're very small. Some of them are very small. I actually have one. I have some hanging on my refrigerator in a bag. On the side, I have a bag. You know, so I want to see how little they look. I also have some pictures. You know, the bug which ate Lakewood. You know, and some companies are better than others. You know, just. If you're in the Silver Spring area, we found that we use different companies. Some companies, the lettuce comes much cleaner than the others, and that's just a fact of life. Okay, so that's the Makarba then talks about those. That's what to use for the mitzvah. He says you can't use them if they can't be cooked, they can't be soaked. So the shear of soaking them in water is if it sits for 24 hours in water. Mr. Burr brings a sheet which says that even it's only if you soaked it in vinegar. We shouldn't want to get involved in that. So obviously, the crane that you buy in the store has, you know, other stuff in it. So that's not going to be used because it's kavush. It's also, but in general, to have, let's say you want to do your lettuce, it shouldn't be sitting in large amounts of water. You know, you wash it before it, it's actually you shake off a little bit. You know, should be a little bit of water left on. That's not called soaking it. Okay, we talk about washing for the first tibul. So then, the second point over here is, I'll hold it here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.